now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. I hope you've had a great week. And spend the next hour with us, learn something, have a few laughs. We've got some giveaways. Enjoy the hour. Forget about all the stuff you have to do after or what's happened before, and just stick with us because you're going to learn a lot of stuff. We're going to talk to a guest we've had on before, Joyce Harries. She's a very wise woman. She's just written a book called Wise Old Girls Own Almanac, and she's quite a hoot. Also going to talk about the Victoria Women's Show coming up. We've got some guests that are going to be from the Young and the Restless. Ooh la la, some Victoria firefighters going to be there as well. Ooh, so much fun. But off the top, we're going to talk to Sue Hitzman, who's got a great new book out. It's sweeping the nation, The Melt Method. It's a breakthrough self-treatment system to eliminate chronic pain, erase the signs of aging, and feel fantastic in 10 minutes a day. Can you imagine that? Sign me up, sister. How are you, Sue?
I'm really good. How you doing?
I'm great, thank you. I've been watching the Dr. Oz stuff. I've been looking at your website. I've been reading all your blogs. There's so much to learn, and it's such an interesting new thing. I can't believe no one's thought of it. But before we get into that, let's talk about you, Sue, and kind of your background and all your credentials to kind of get you to this point.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been in fitness for, you know, almost 25 years, but as a manual therapist, I got into doing body work and hands-on therapeutic intervention in my mid-20s, and I'm in my 40s now, so it's been, you know.
Ooh, you look
like
good.
Thank you. a lot of my life has gone into just helping people get out of chronic pain, and I have a private practice in New York City, and in just working on clients, I just saw the need to empower them to get out of my office. I mean, when you have chronic pain and you've been there a long time, a lot of people will go to a therapist and you get these results, but now suddenly you're sort of stuck to the therapist. You feel like, I've got to keep going back to them, and I wanted to, you know, get my clients out of the office and get them back into their normal life. And it actually, Melt started out as being homework for them to just basically get them out of the office, say, hey, I'm going to give you some things that are going to simulate what I'm doing as a hands-on body worker. If you promise to do these at home, maybe we can get you out of the office sooner. And it really did work to great success. I went from seeing, you know, like 30 people a year to well over 300. And in the peak of my practice, I was seeing nearly 500 people wow. every single year, from infants to older adults, athletes to, you know, the total sedentary client who maybe was just recovering from a hip replacement, or, you know, people have car accidents, illness, injuries, anything that was causing them pain that either they did not want to go down the road of pain meds, or, you know, just wanted to do something besides, you know, be somebody who has to have lots of surgeries and medicine. They were coming to see me, and it was just wildfire. I mean, like, it was just amazing, and I got really inspired just from seeing so many people get better faster with doing at-home self-care rather than just coming to me. I just thought, gee, I think I could keep people out of pain and be more proactive instead of reactive, you know, so that they'd never even have to come into my office. And so in 2004, I started teaching MELT as a group environment type of class, almost like if you went to, you know, like a health club and you were in a group exercise environment. And today I've got nearly 1,000 instructors across the country teaching MELT to great success. I finally sat down and wrote the book, and that took a couple of years. And the book came out in January. It's gotten on the New York Times 4 times. You said it, I got on the Dr. Oz show. And so it's just been an amazing journey for me, just because now we've affected over 100,000 people between me, the book, and the instructors, and just really helping a lot of people learn that, you know, pain meds are great when you have an acute trauma, but if it's chronic aches and pains, that you definitely need to be doing some self-care. And this is really such a nice, simple self-treatment technique. You can do it home, just takes 10 minutes a day, and it really does make profound changes, which I'm excited to see so many people gravitate toward it.
And I think you're right, you know, with all the boomers coming up, there's going to be so many people that need this, and we do get tired of maintenance because there's so many things, you know, there's the hair, there's so many maintenance things, then the body. And I think, you know, we don't just want a piece of paper and do these exercises. And with your book and your, you know, there's rollers and the balls, and we'll get into that, but it's kind of fun. There is some things, and you can sort of feel immediate results. So let's start, though, before, you know, so we can let our audience know how it kind of works, about connective tissue 101, because that's kind of the start of it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Is, you know, most people don't know what makes pain chronic, and that's why it eludes people once they're in it. I think everybody knows it's real easy to get into chronic pain. It's really kind of tough once you're in it to get out of it. And so a lot of people will either ignore it or, you know, again, they'll turn to a pain medication. But pain meds really just treat symptoms. You know, like they try to block the sense of pain, but it really never treats the cause of the problem. And so what I always try to explain to people is what actually causes pain to become chronic is an issue in the body's natural potential to heal and stabilize itself. And the stability system of the body is a tissue called the connective tissue system. And the problem with that is that most people don't know anything about it. We've never really addressed it as a system in and of itself. You know, traditional science considers connective tissue just a passive packing material outside of your cells. That scientifically, it's called your extracellular matrix. And that's sort of true, but actually connective tissue is like a three-dimensional scaffolding. It is absolutely the only three-dimensional inseparable system of the body. It starts at your skin, and it's completely continuous all the way down to your bones. So you could remove every other element, every other cell of your body, and leave the connective tissue there, and you could actually see the whole three-dimensional form of a human body. And what recent science is starting to understand is just daily living, the repetitive postures that we take, the sitting postures or the movement and the habitual things that we do day in and day out, from picking up kids to, you know, running 10 miles a day or whatever it is that you do, causes connective tissue to become cellularly dehydrated. And all of us have had what I call pre-pain signals existing probably in your body for years. And the most obvious is the one where if, you know, you sit for long periods of time, and when you get up, your joints feel a little stiff, or you wake up in the morning and your feet feel a little stiff on the floor. But here, what the problem with this is, all of us have experienced it. However, you get up and you move, and it takes most of that ache and pain away. And the problem with it is, if you think of connective tissue as a fluid-based matrix, it's like kind of like laying sediment in the river of fluid. And so if you never do anything about it, it starts to accumulate. And where it tends to accumulate is in the spaces of your body, the joints. And again, we tend to have these aches and pains, and again, because they come and go, we don't do anything about it until they come and stay. And once they come and stay, you're already down the road of having what's called low-grade inflammation. And once it attacks your joints, it quite quickly exhausts your body's ability to stay naturally stable. That stresses out your nervous system. And now your body's working harder and harder just to maintain natural efficiency. And I mean this on every level, emotional, chemical, physiological. So again, if we're not doing anything about it, that's accumulating in the body. Your body, now you're feeling, you know, exhausted in the middle of the day, but then at night you try to fall asleep, you're not falling asleep, and then you can't stay asleep. So the problem with that is, you know, cells repair at night. And so if you're not sleeping through the night, you wake up the next day, more stress is living in your body, and basically you're accelerating your aging process. So what MELT is here to do is to educate people that there is a way to address connective tissue through light touch compression techniques or pulling techniques. And so what the MELT method is a culmination of many different therapeutic modalities all tied into a self-care technique that basically uses these soft balls and soft body rollers to treat the connective tissue in a positive way to yield these great changes in your body, increase stability immediately, and over time increase neurological efficiency. So the great thing about MELT is that it feels great when you do it. It makes an immediate change in your body, and if you continue to do it, it really decreases all of those pre-pain signals and ultimately just keeps you more stable and you feel good, so you're more apt to move around and have a more active, pain-free life.
And this will only take 10 minutes a day. We come back, and we're going to talk to Sue about some examples and how you use these products for 10 minutes a day and the results you'll get. Back in 2 minutes.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This just into the newsroom. Callers are reporting a mass.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Windsor Plywood leads the way. New eco-friendly hand-scraped slate veneer floor tiles. Cork back for extra comfort, only $5.98 a square foot. Two color choices and so easy to install. Just one of the fantastic savings in the fall flyer out now. Windsor Plywood has flooring and doors on sale. Check out the savings at Windsor Plywood on Keating Crossroad and on Van Al Way in the West Shore. And remember, Windsor Plywood has two door shops to customize to your specs. Windsor's fall flyer is in effect till September 28th. That's at Windsor Plywood in Greater Victoria. He used to be an Air Force man. Now he picks up junk and sends it on a permanent vacation.
See ya!
He's Pete of Pete's Holiday, specializing in estate cleanups and same-day junk removal. A recycling-friendly company, 15 years in business. Let Pete's haul your junk to the dump. Call Pete's Holiday today at 888-1221 or click online 911junk.com.
It's okay to cry when someone is dying. It's also okay to laugh. Victoria Hospice is there with you.
The care, compassion, the respect of doctors, nurses, and aides, I admire and I'm ever grateful.
Victoria Hospice provides care and comfort for patients and families facing advancing illness, death, and bereavement. They depend on community support to continue to provide that care. Visit victoriahospice.org and make your donation today.
We are Victoria Hospice. We care for the community we depend on. Please donate.
I'm Alistair Hicks, owner of Home Instead Senior Care in Victoria. If you're struggling to care for a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia, we can help. In recognition of World Alzheimer's Month, we're offering free family caregiver workshops to help local families caring for a loved one with dementia. Afternoon or evening workshops available September and October at the Home Instead Resource Center, located on Mackenzie at Shelbourne. Register today, 250-382-6565. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
We're more than just your traditional jewelry store. Hi, Jeffrey here from Barclays Fine Custom Jewelers. From our relationships with trusted international companies to the benefits of belonging to the world's largest independent buying group, we can assure the best pricing on the latest jewelry fashions. Every year, we source suppliers that are unique to Victoria, so that all you need to do to find the latest and finest jewelry designs is travel to us.
Visit Barclays Fine Custom Jewelers in Oak Bay Village or online at barclaysjewelers.com.
We are back with Sue Hitzman. Her book is The Melt Method. It's a breakthrough self-treatment system. It eliminates chronic pain, erases signs of aging, feel fantastic in 10 minutes a day. She's been on the Dr. Oz show. It's a best-selling book, The New York Times. Tell us more about the rollers and the balls. I know that there's the book, and then you have some equipment. How does that equipment kind of work to help with the connective tissue and get things moving?
Well, what I did was I developed things that to me were going to simulate again what I was doing with my hands. So,
oh, okay.
So I couldn't cut off my arm and sell that, right?
Right.
So, I tried other things. Like when I was really coming up with the ideas, I had really just, you know, used myself as the, you know, self-treating myself. And so I was using balls and rocks and rollers and PVC piping wrapped in bubble wrap and duct tape and, you know, just trying to figure out what was the right type of pressure that would yield the same exchanges as I did with my hands. And so the rollers that we developed are super soft. Traditionally, foam rolling is a lot of people are familiar with that. It's for something called self-myofascial release. It's a heavy compression technique where if you type in on YouTube self-myofascial release, and you see people ironing themselves like a shirt. And what they're told to do is when they find an area that's tender, land on that and dig it out like you're going to win an award for inflicting pain on your body. But my whole thought is, look, if you're in pain, why would you cause more pain to get out of it, right? It just doesn't make any sense.
Be gentle.
So, exactly, and that's what it is. It's like as a therapist, I mean, I would never put my hands on somebody to inflict pain on them. I actually want to ease nociception or pain reception in the body so that the body can actually go back into a healing process so that they feel better. And that's really the goal as a therapist. So when I was developing Melt and I brought it out into a group environment, what was quite interesting was trying to explain to people the why, the how, and the what of what it was I was trying to convey. And so it really took a lot of years for me just to develop the language to be able to explain
your, it. That your elevator speech would be difficult. And all these components, that's why you call it hands-off therapy. So these components are the hands and gentle pressure. And so if, say, you have a headache, let's give an example. What would you do for a headache, a simple headache?
Right. So for a simple headache, what's interesting is that for a lot of us, it's the postures that we're taking creating this strain in the back of our bodies, and that really irritates the sensory nerve endings in the spine. So there's one technique. It's a hand treatment, and what we have in MELT basically are the four R's of MELT: reconnect, rebalance, rehydrate, and release. So the reconnect techniques are assessment techniques. So what I try to do for people is to assess where in their body they actually have this stuck stress accumulating. And what's compelling and interesting here, and what people should know, is that the areas where you tend to have pain tend to not be the areas where the stuck stress is. So you could have tension headaches, or, you know, again, a face ache or a head ache, if you will, and really the stuck stress is accumulating in your arms, causing that slow tension to increase in the neck and up into the skull. So the hand treatment that we have is a way to draw the nervous system back into this decrease of stress accumulation, or that stress response that the body has when there's tension in it. So with the hand treatment, you can quite quickly assess if your arm lines do have dehydration in them. And an easy way for people to do that, like I have a soft ball, and if you were to take that ball in your right hand and squeeze it a few times and then squeeze it in your left hand, a lot of people are surprised to find that one hand actually has a much stronger grip than the other. And people are like, oh, it's because I'm right-handed. I use my right hand a lot. I say, no, actually, a lot of people have a stronger left-hand grip. And what you're starting to realize is that there's a lot of accumulated and dehydration stress in the arm lines, causing grip to be impeded upon, so your own neurological responsiveness declines. And so that's a good thing for people with a headache to know. And so you would use these balls on your hands and draw that fluid throughout the body to try to release those spinal receptors, and then that tends to decrease the pain in your head immediately. The foot treatment is also quite compelling to yield that global fluid exchange to the spinal receptors to decrease, especially people with migraines, like people really where their nervous system is so overstressed, they actually have that halo effect kind of pain where it's debilitating for a lot of my clients. So hands and feet, people are surprised as to how much pain you can eliminate in your neck, your low back, and your skull, just from your hands and feet. And then the rebalance part of MELT is to rebalance the nervous system. And there are some really simple sequences that are in the book where basically you're just lying on the roller doing very subtle techniques. Like there's a breathing technique, it's called the 3D breath breakdown, or gentle rocking, where you're just literally rocking on the roller quiets the stress reflex, because you're lying right on your spine, and that never happens in a normal day. If you were to lie on the floor, you're really lying on the masses of your body, on your head, your ribs, and your pelvis, but the spine is quite protected by those masses. So here with the roller, you can apply direct pressure right to the spinal receptors, which is what yields that brilliant response. And you wouldn't want to do that on a hard surface. It would actually cause more stress to the nervous system. So the rebalance techniques are quite profound, actually creating better repair mechanisms, the repair mechanisms in the body to kind of come back up online. And then the hydration techniques are just very gentle compression or tugging, two-directional pulling techniques that we've developed to yield fluid exchange in the tissue. And then finally, the release, the fourth R of MELT, is to release the neck and the low back. Because, you know, I always say nobody ever complains about getting taller as they get older. We just lose space. And the two primary spaces where we lose a lot of room is in the neck and the low back. So neck and low back pain are so prevalent across most people. When I'm standing in a group of like 100 people, I'll say, how many of you guys have neck or low back pain? And everybody raises their hand. It's like, you know, I mean, it's so common. It's everybody has it. So
what will the plus 50 crowd talk about if we can't talk about our aches and pains?
Exactly,
we'll have to come up with something new. So let's talk about drinking water and also breath, because those are two important things, right?
Absolutely. Well, and that's it. It's like when I start talking about hydration, you know, I always say, what do you think is the first thing I'm going to tell people to do? And they say, drink water. I say, well, that's true, because the amount of fluid that you intake definitely does kind of relate to the natural fluid exchange in your body. However, if connective tissue is dehydrated, you could drink all the water in the world and all you do is pee more. So, you know, tell a 60-year-old that they're dehydrated, or a 70-year-old, say, hey, you got to drink more water. They'll say, are you crazy? I I'm going to be on the toilet all day long. I say, well, see, that's it. Is cells are smart. When the fluid around cells is dehydrated or what would actually be considered toxic or inflamed, the cells are smart and the cells start to create a little cholesterol ring around them saying, ha-ha, I'm going to protect myself. But, hey, listen, a cell that doesn't absorb water actually can't absorb nutrient either, and so it dies. And so suddenly you have, again, this acceleration of cellular death, which is the aging process, basically. So with water, a great suggestion that I would tell anybody is it's not the volume of water people are missing. It's the consistency of water that we lack. Most people will drink a ton of water in the morning with their pills, but a lot of people could go 2, 3, even 4 hours and really not drink much at all. And that is what accelerates that dehydration to occur in this tissue. So if you were, you'd be better off sipping water every 15 minutes, just taking a little sip of water every 15 to 20 minutes in your day. You would stay more cellularly hydrated doing that in a day rather than drinking a liter of water in the morning, more water with your lunch, and then more water with your dinner. You know, so it's the consistency of water that's so important. And with the breath, what people should learn is that, you know, your diaphragm is a three-dimensional oscillator. It's actually one of the primary vibrations that the nervous system uses to keep your body in balance and in check. And so when you're sitting in these odd postures with your head carriage forward, you can actually cause tension to the diaphragm itself, where the diaphragm does not move three-dimensionally anymore, and it can be a very primary cause of neck and low back pain. So with Melt, we've got this 3D breath breakdown in the 3D breath to teach people how to rejuvenate that movement in the diaphragm. And again, the cool thing about lying on that soft roller on your spine is that the diaphragm around the rib wall actually becomes suspended. So if you were to lie on your back on the floor is actually going to inhibit the back of the diaphragm from moving because you've got pressure on it. But here on the roller, you know, your ribs can actually suspend in air in that nice position so that gravity can actually take its change and adapt the backside of the diaphragm where it's so stuck to the rib wall. So it's a really simple technique for people to do. Really helps to increase just the volume of movement in the lungs and the diaphragm, and that can really be a primary region of the body that gets dehydrated is around that rib wall. That mass for a lot of people is so stuck, it's not moving. And so, you know, again, it's the slow collapse in the neck and the low back. Those are really the victims of dehydrated stress in the ribs, the pelvis, the head, in those primary masses that ends up causing all of the neck and low back pain.
Okay, and we have about a minute left. We have a book here to give away. The number is 250-386-1161 for the third caller. It's a great book. Also, you can go on the website, The Melt Method. Great website, blogs. I know you were in Vancouver doing a seminar. You're going to be, you know, I'm sure, sweeping Canada more with this because it really is quite a movement. Just tell me quickly, too, we have about a minute, about Dowager's Hump. You were talking about positioning. What if we already have bad posture? I know we have to take responsibility. How do we get better posture and eliminate those headaches and how we
Same
sit?
Same thing. I would tell you, you know, go to meltmethod.com, get the book, and start to learn really what it is when tissue becomes dehydrated and what that does. Like a Dowager's hump is nothing more than a collection of connective tissue. It's literally like where the collagen has gotten sort of trapped and stuck in this tissue. And you can reabsorb that tissue and decrease Dowager's hump. So I've seen that happen hundreds and hundreds of times for people. So super simple. And up in Canada, we've got over 100 instructors all across Canada teaching MELT. So if you go to the website and just take a look at who's in Vancouver, Toronto, Ontario, we're all over the place. So, you know, for those skeptics out there saying, I'm not buying a product, come and just experience a class and just experience it one time because you'll know it once and you'll want to do it every day. It's that simple, that fast and easy a technique. Anybody can do it. Doesn't matter what the problem is. Everybody should learn about how to restore the fluid state of connective tissue. It's the missing link of a healthy life.
You have been so interesting. I think this is wonderful. I think we have so much stress in our lives. We do lots of exercise, but this is a 10-minute exercise just for you that will make you feel better and help you age and so many things. Sue Hitzman, it's been wonderful talking to you. Go get her book, The Melt Method. Look at her website. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'd love to talk to you again.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Okay. Have a great day, Sue.
Thanks.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking about The Women's Show.
I'm Terry Moore, and I've been hearing a lot about Total Prepare. Nils, tell me more about Total Prepare.
Terry, we're all about preparing you for any emergency situation. Earthquake kits, 25-year shelf life food packages, emergency water storage, filtration, you name it.
Who do you sell to?
We sell to families, schools, businesses, government. Everybody should have emergency supplies to be safe and self-reliant, no matter what the crisis.
And how can we order your products?
Just visit our website at totalprepare.ca.
Totalprepare.ca. Are you prepared?
Hey, it's your car speaking. You didn't know I could do that, did you? Well, there's tons you don't know about me. Like, what's my favorite oil? What part number is my air filter? Where was I really last Tuesday when you thought I was in your garage? See? No idea. But Mr. Lube does. They hook me up to their electronic owner's manual computer, and I instantly start spilling my guts about everything. Very therapeutic.
Give your car the exact service it needs at Mr. Lube, and take good care.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Jillian Vandergeest with CFAX 1070 News. View Royal celebrates its 25th birthday today. To celebrate the festival, the festivities include a free community picnic, which will be held at the Helmiken Centennial Park from 10 till 2 today, with musical performances including the Royal Canadian Navy's Naden Band, singer-songwriter Terry Brennan, and the Maureen Washington Quartet. Councillor Ron Madison says the council wanted to focus on celebrating this milestone in the town's history with a focus on community groups and businesses. The town of View Royal was incorporated in 1988 and has a population of over 9,000 people. The Victoria Public Market at the Hudson celebrates its grand opening this weekend, featuring local farmers and vendors in what will be a year-round market for Victoria. The market will feature local farm General Manager Marianne Carmack hopes the public market will create an iconic local food destination in downtown Victoria, while also providing a hub for food education and creativity within the community.
We just want everyone down to come down and help us celebrate local food here on Vancouver Island, both Saturday and Sunday, and then it's regular business hours starting Tuesday.
Crystal Pool and Fitness Center will be closed for another week to accommodate further maintenance work in the facility's change rooms. The center will now be open Tuesday, September 24th at 5:30 a.m. During this period, all passes will continue to be accepted at nearby facilities, and the front desk at Crystal Pool and Fitness Center will be open for registration Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. A boy has been charged with attempted murder in the stabbing of a 13-year-old girl just north of Saskatoon. RCMP say the girl was found with multiple stab wounds around 10 p.m. Friday in Warman, Saskatchewan. She was taken to hospital and Mounties and local police tracked down and arrested a suspect, but say neither he nor the victim can be identified due to their age. Colorado officials are warning residents refusing to leave their flood risk homes that staying means weeks without power, water, sewer, and cell phone services. National Guard helicopters have been flying in and out, rescuing hundreds, while thousands more have fled lower-lying areas where muddy rivers jumped their banks. Rocky Mountain Incident Commander Dan Dallas says they'll be back in the air today helping people to safety.
We're looking at what I call a very large air show today to pull off some of the evacuations.
An estimated 2,500 people are being evacuated from the flood-stricken area. That's CFAX 1070 News to 11:33. A look at CFAX 1070 weather today. Mainly cloudy and a 40% chance of rain for this morning, expecting to reach highs of 22 for your afternoon. Tonight, clear skies and some fog developing overnight with lows to 13. Sunday, some clouds for your afternoon and a 60% chance of showers late in the evening with evening risk of thunderstorm as well. Expecting highs of 20 degrees for your Sunday. I'm Jillian Vandergeest. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:34.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. Wow, the phone lines were on fire there. Congratulations to Maria, who won that book, The Melt Method. If you want to know more about any of my guests or about me, you can look up my website, Lifestyle with Patty Mack. And now we're going to talk about something very interesting, the Victoria Women's Health Show. We're going to have some great guests there. YNER, Young and the Restless, who doesn't watch that? Joining me on the phone is Virginia Ritchie, who is the organizer, and Claire Hanley from Victoria Zumba Fitness. How are you guys?
Good morning. Very well.
Good morning. We've also got some giveaways later, so stay tuned. Some really exciting giveaways. Now, I know Claire well because I go to Zumba and I love it. Claire is the greatest instructor, and it's really something that's for everybody. So if you are kind of tired of what you're doing now, Zumba is fitness with fun, I'd say. Isn't it, Claire? It's just great.
Yeah, it really is. It's I like to call it the most fun you'll ever have working out. And I have as much fun teaching it, I think, as people do actually doing the class. It's a fantastic way to burn calories. You're smiling the whole time, sometimes singing.
Oh, totally.
It's great.
It is so much fun. It's like having a dance party without the cocktails, and you don't even need them.
and without the stress.
Exactly. And no guest entertained. Virginia, the Victoria Women's Health Show sounds fantastic. Tell us when this great event's going to be and where you're having it.
It is 6 days away. It's September 21, 22, so next weekend. It's going to be at Perks Rec Center, which is behind the Tillicum Mall. So easy access, free parking. Two-day event. There is so much to see and do. You really need to get a weekend pass and go both days.
And it's a great price.
Oh, $5 to get in, and there are two-for-one coupons everywhere all over town. You can go to our Facebook page or Claire's and download a two-for-one coupon. So two people for $5 for stage presentations and fitness and shopping. There's so much going on. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And I'll talk to Claire later about the fitness part of it, but right now, The Young and the Restless, I've watched that for years. I actually got to go to the sound stage years ago. People love this. And who's coming from The Young and the Restless?
It is Michael Muni, who is Victor Newman's son, Adam Newman.
Victor Newman.
Victor Newman Jr., but Adam Newman, and soon I think it's going to be all about him. The timing is just perfect, because if you're a Young and Restless fan and you're watching, there's a lot going on with Adam right now. So
How fun is that? And when is he going to be there?
He's going to be there on Sunday from 12:30 to 1:30. He'll do a stage presentation and a Q&A, and then he'll have a short break. And then from 2:30 to 4, he's going to sign autographs and take pictures. Like, if people want to have a picture with him, they can do that too.
And, of course, we're going to be talking about hormones, because as we age, it's about everything. And there's also going to be firefighters to help us with our hormones, firefighters.
That's right, and raising some money for charity with the firefighters and their gorgeous calendar, and some of the calendar guys will be there. And we've got a talk on how to teach your kids how to save money. We've got.
I wish I'd gone to that earlier.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. A little too late now for me, too.
Yeah.
And how to empower little girls. And Arc Salon is going to be cutting somebody's hair on stage on both days and then showing you how to do some styling with your hair, long hair.
And that's really great to see, because, you know, there's so many great styles coming up, and sometimes we get in a rut, and to actually see them on stage and maybe ask a few questions really helps to know how to kind of up our game a bit, because hair is so important.
Oh, absolutely, and they're great at ARC, and you know, it seems hard, but they make it look really simple, and we have so many door prizes from them, too. There's going to be a door prize at every single stage presentation.
Oh, so. Who doesn't like a freebie?
Yeah.
And Claire, you're going to be doing some great Zumba stuff. Tell us about when you're going to be on and what kind of stuff you're going to be doing.
Yeah, we're going to be doing two Zumba demos. So one is on Saturday at... Oh, good Lord. I was going to say Saturday at 2, but I think it's Saturday at 3. My brain has
You can look on the website,
no,
right?
Saturday at 2 and Sunday at 3.
Oh,
Claire.
Good. I'm right. Sometimes I think there's got to be something there at the health show that's going to help me with my memory.
I'll pretty much be dancing the whole weekend, though, whether you're in her booth or watching her at the stage.
Yeah, so we'll be doing our two demos, and we call them demos, but in fact, they're opportunities for anyone who's at the health show to come and give it a try. And we've been at the women's show for years. In fact, that's how we actually came together as a business. We just ended up 1 year cobbling together three of us to do this, and then that resulted in the creation of Victoria Zumba Fitness, which is now Studio VZF.
Isn't that so cool?
Yeah, so I have a real love for this show, and I think Virginia has been doing an incredible job this year putting it together.
And like you, Claire, this show is not just for young or old. It's for everybody.
Because
I think that's what we want to see in life, right, is more inclusion so that older people feel welcome and younger people that, you know, we can learn from each other.
Absolutely. And when we do our so-called demos, one of our big kicks is to try and encourage everyone, men, women, young, old, kids, seniors, to come up and join us. And if they come up and just even for one song and dance beside us, we make sure they get a free pass to come to one of our drop-in classes. Because it takes guts to get up there sometimes.
Oh, it totally does. But I think, Claire, what I've seen in your classes, which are offered throughout the city, rec centers and at your own facility, is that people start out maybe feeling kind of nervous. And then when they see that there's no wrong way and that you set the tone, that it's really just about being empowered and enjoying yourself.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It's about getting up there, moving any way that you move, not the way the instructor moves, not the way the person beside you moves. And I think that's one of the real beauties of Zumba Fitness is that it is for everybody. Mm-hmm. Right? Doesn't matter how big you are, doesn't matter how small you are, how curvaceous, how skinny. You know, everybody can move beautifully. And the joy of Zumba is that when you all of a sudden tap into that realization of, hey, it's my body and I'm going to move it my way to this rhythm and I'm going to feel the music in my body how I feel it, and that's okay. I don't have to be doing what everybody else does. It's this really liberating moment. And I think that's one of the reasons that it really resonates with people, that if they can get out of that mindset of having to do it perfectly, which we really encourage, like,
yeah,
you know as well as I, Patty, that I am constantly making quote-unquote mistakes. I call them solos, you know, whatever. But it's that whole idea.
There's no wrong way.
There's no wrong.
Yeah.
You get up, you move, you burn calories, you actually torch calories in Zumba classes, and anywhere from, you know, 400 to 900 calories in a class.
Wow.
And
you can join them at the health show. Now,
right.
Virginia, we have two gift bags to give away. Each contain two tickets to the show, a free drop-in Zumba class, and $100 of hair product from Arc Salons.
Yes.
What a great giveaway. Now, these two gifts are going to be, you can pick those up at your office. I will get the details from our callers, and you will contact them.
Absolutely.
So right now, we're going to take the third and fifth caller for two gift bags, two tickets to the Victoria Women's Health Show, free Zumba drop-in class, $100 of hair product from Arc Salons. What a gift.
I'm just going to hang up, okay?
You're going to hang up. You can't do that.
Sorry.
Just give us quickly, in the 30 seconds we have left, Virginia, the details for people to come to the health show.
We've got everything for shopping here. There is so much list. Go to our website, download the exhibitor list and the seminar stage. There's so many things under $40. You can get your shopping done for Christmas in 2 days here. There's food, there's chocolate, there's jewelry, there's makeup, there's home products. There's going to be a big van there with tiles to pick to renovate your kitchen or your bathroom. It's I could just go on and on. Go to the website, go to our Facebook page, and enter the contest and download. You can print off a list of stage presentations, fitness demos, and all the prizes.
It sounds like a really fun weekend to, you know, just hang with your friends and go and shop, look at some eye candy, have some eye candy.
Meet Michael.
Meet Michael, absolutely.
Meet Michael. Yes,
well, it's been great having you go on, and thank you for this wonderful prize, and I hope whoever gets it enjoys it. Make sure you check out the Women's Health Show and also Victoria Fitness, Victoria Zumba Fitness. You can look up both online or contact me at my website, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Great having you on the show, Virginia. We'll see you at the health show, and I'll see you at Zumba, Claire.
Take care, you too.
Take care.
Thank you so much for having us today, Patty.
You betcha. When we come back, we're going to talk to Joyce Harries, A Wise Old Girl's Own Almanac, back in two.
Okay.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Todd's Furniture and Mattress.
I'm TJ Mall, and out here at Panorama Rec Center, where I'll be here all afternoon until 4 o'clock for Panorama Recreation Center's open house. They've opened the doors to the public for free today. And not just the swimming pool or the weight room, the ice rink. No, it's the whole facility is open for free today. So you can come and check it out. The reason they're doing this is they've got new annual youth passes that they are selling. For $59, you can get yourself one of these youth passes that gets you unlimited access to all the drop-in programs, 20% off registered programs, all sorts of other discounts and deals. It's a great way to get those kids out from in front of the computer screens and out getting fit and taking advantage of some fun activities they have down here at Panorama Recreation. So come on down, come say hi, come take advantage of all the free swimming and free ice skating they've got. Ice skates at 1 o'clock today. It's all here at Panorama Recreation Center. That's it for your community connection. Brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
Information alert! Dodd's Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodd's prices with closeout prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery. Information alert! 100% locally owned and operated Dodd's Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson at doddsfurniture.com.
Your pet doesn't speak English, but you understand.
Hungry again?
Okay, let's cuddle.
I'll get the Frisbee.
And Pets West is here to keep your relationship strong with a huge selection of supplies, food, and toys. Plus, expert customer service from Lisa and her terrific team. Check out their sidewalk sale on this weekend with clearance merchandise up to 75% off. Great sale items for all types of pets. Free stuff, too. Pets West, family owned and committed to the community since 1989.
From personal training to sports physiotherapy, chiropractic shockwave, and surgical rehabilitation, Synergy Health Center has you covered for total body wellness.
At Synergy Health Center, we have everything you need to achieve your total body health and wellness goals. A health center for disease and injury treatment, a wellness center for maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and many sports performance services. We've got you covered as Victoria's largest integrated health and wellness team.
Synergy Health Center, near Quadra and McKenzie, and synergyhealthmanagement.com. Life is long. Live it well.
Again, Emily had the lines on fire there trying to get all these calls. The winners are Gwen and Julie, and Virginia Ritchie from the Women's Health Show will contact you with where to pick the prizes up. Now we're going to another great guest. Joyce Harries has been on before. She's an author. Her last book when she was on was Girdles and Other Harnesses I Have Known. I love that title. This one is a wise old girl's own almanac. Joining us from Edmonton is Joyce Harries. How are you?
Fine. Thanks.
Now, I know your last title, I saw somewhere, wasn't there something in the school system where they didn't want to read it because of the title?
That's right.
They thought it was a little too racy?
Well, there was one parent who they were worried would complain.
There's always that one.
Anyway, I explained what it was about, and they let me come and talk to the kids, so it was all right.
And your new book, how long has this taken? Because last time we talked was the launch of the other book, maybe 2 years ago?
That's right. Well, it's kind of complicated, but this book was the one that all the much of this book is the one that all the poetry had been extracted from it and turned into my second book, which was a book of poetry, Twice in a Blue Moon, and it was the first book printed off an espresso printing machine at the University of Alberta bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And when the publishers who did that did it, I said, well, then what do I do with the rest of it? And they said, well, just write some more poetry and do some more, you know, stuff with it. And that's now the Wise Old Girl's Own Almanac. Is that too complicated?
Not at all. And, you know, I love this almanac, and I love the titles of each chapter. How do you come up with these names?
Oh, well, the book titles? Oh, easy.
Each chapter, though, too.
Oh, the chapters?
You know, they're so good, and they're interesting. You want to, like, read on, because what's that about?
Oh, well, I'm glad you said that.
I really do.
That's good. Well, because it's the title of what I'm talking about.
It makes sense.
I hope.
And, you know, I think it's great because I think, you know, you were talking about the young generation. I think we're all curious. Because even if we have parents and they're older, we don't always talk about what's it like to be older. And it's not until we kind of get in those steps ourselves we realize how isolating it may be. And you talk a lot about the stages of your life, and you've had such an interesting life full of ups and downs. You just celebrated happy birthday, your 85th birthday last month, and you're ageless. Because it doesn't really just hit you. You kind of grow into it.
Well, yes, that's the whole thing. It isn't as like it hits you like the flu just overnight.
It's like teenagers. You grow with them.
Right. That's right. No, you grow into it. So although sometimes there are time periods that you recognize, whether it's some physical stuff that you recognize, yeah, I guess I am aging. And then you go along that things are more, the line is straight. It's not
right, just like
all
life.
Downhill. Yeah, it's right, of course.
Right, and how do you keep your spirits so up all the time, considering you've been through an awful lot in your life?
Oh, yeah, but I've also had more ups than most people, I'm sure.
So you're grateful then?
Yeah. No, I've been really, really lucky.
And some people would say, you know, you lost a child. There's nothing worse. My brother, my little niece Christy, would have been her birthday yesterday, and she was 13 when she died. And you know, it's such a loss to lose a child. And with my brother, you still kind of go, "Oh, how do you wear that?" But he wears it well. But how did you deal with that loss and go forward?
I don't know. I think I was too busy with the other children and my husband's world that I was part of, that you don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You just you do, and I can remember thinking how terrible it must be to lose a child in the war, or being hit by a drunk driver, having an 18-year-old, because you know those children even better than we knew our 4-year-old.
Yeah, I guess sometimes you always think there's someone worse off, right? And there usually is in some way. And it gives you that empathy for people that if you haven't had a loss, you really don't know that emotional feeling. Mm-hmm. Like when you lost your husband at 58 and had to reinvent yourself.
Yeah, and that too was different. You see, many people, I have friends who have ailing husbands. Some have Alzheimer's. Now, that must be terrible to live with, to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband disappearing before your eyes in the way that happens.
Well, me and my husband just had our 25th, and we had a ceremony.
Oh,
thank you, in Maui. And my thing is, what is it? For good or forget it.
Yeah, well, there you are. Good for you.
I'm kidding. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about your book, some of your recipes, and where people can get your book back into.
What would you do if you won groceries for a year?
I'd buy 1,000 wieners and start my own hot dog food truck. Fire at the grill!
I'd fill my boss's office with pudding, and then I'd see him and I'd say, "Hey, Kev, sweet office.
Cantaloupe bowling. You get a bunch of cans of soup or whatever, arrange them into a tower, and then you make more towers."
I'd feed my family.
What you do with it is up to you. But first, you have to win the CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway. Here's how it works. Watch for me, Al Farabee, during CTV News with Hudson Mack. I'll show you a Thrifty Foods product. Remember that item and listen the next weekday morning at 7:15. You could win a $50 Thrifty Foods smile card and qualify to win free groceries for a year. Terry Moore has another chance to win in the afternoon at 4:15. Details at CFAX1070.com. Win the CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway and feed your family for a year, or you can do what this guy's planning.
Looks good. Yeah, I need to get out more.
Feel like walking today, Mom?
Maybe tomorrow. My toe will be better then.
Foot pain. How would it affect your daily activities? Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry is dedicated to the prevention and correction of foot pain due to bunions and hammer toes. Dr. Cornwell specializes in making the foot function, feel, and look better. Get back your life, have great feet again, and do away with foot pain.
Why did I wait so long to find a treatment?
Through innovation and care, Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry puts your best foot forward. Call 386-9353.
A large, brand new, single-family home starting at just $359. Think you have to go over the Malahat for that? You don't. The home of your dreams is right here at Hazelwood Crossing in Langford. Need a mortgage helper suite? You can have that. Need a huge amount of space? You can have that too. So before you commit to the nightmare that is the Hat, drop by Hazelwood Crossing and let the cutting-edge quality speak for itself. Hazelwood Crossing in Langford. Learn more at hazelwoodcrossing.com.
We are back with our guest, Joyce Harries. Her book is A Wise Old Girl's Own Almanac. And Joyce, you know, food has played a big part of your life, good food. And you have recipes sprinkled throughout this book as well. I like how you talk about what you eat now as well, because I think a lot of people think, oh, to eat toast and tea, but you have a pretty good diet, and you still treat yourself and cook some great meals.
Well, you have to. And all I like it in the kitchen. That's the thing. It's a nuisance having to get the groceries in, but I'm quite contented and like making meals. I don't do a lot of baking.
It's too fussy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's okay. And it's a rather nice feeling. I've got those little tiny loaf pans, mm-hmm. and I make up a batch of loaf. Sometimes it's got Brazil nut. Well, it has all different things in it, banana, coconut, whatever. But it's very satisfying to have all those little foil-wrapped packages in the doors of my freezer. Mm. So they're there available for to take for gifts or to have if somebody comes in for tea. Or I had a visitor this morning for the whole morning. Wow. Talking about an event that I'm going to be a part of. It's called Lit Fest in Edmonton.
Mm.
It's Edmonton's nonfiction festival. And I guess what? I'm in the Food Matters.
Really?
Section. Yeah.
That's so neat. You know, yeah. I think you're like ahead of your time, and people think, you know, this generation's it or the, you know, whatever one they're in. But you really have done it all, and you're your own woman, and you still entertain, you do things, and you keep involved.
Well, yeah, but you see, if you talk to people, that's when the older I get, the more I recognize. The more I talk to people, and you find out stuff. I even had a woman knock on the door or ring my doorbell last week, or a couple of weeks ago, and she said, "I'm just in the neighborhood. We love this neighborhood of this big trees, and we're going to move from. We're selling our house in Mill Woods, and we'd like to settle in here. What, have you been here long?" And I said, "Oh yeah, it's a little over 20 years in the same." Well, I ended up asking her to come in, and we had a cup of tea, and we had a nice little visit.
Wow.
And then one morning I went to bring in the newspaper, and there's a potted mum with a lovely note. "If I hadn't knocked on your door, if we hadn't talked, if you hadn't invited me in, yes, I will come to your book launch with my husband."
How nice.
Yeah.
You know, and Joyce, that's why I like sharing your story. Because everybody has a story, and I think on Lifestyle,
yeah.
I like that people can hear and relate and get to know each other, because maybe we don't live in Edmonton, but we feel like we know you, and maybe you'll pass on some of your wisdom, and you have lots of that.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank
and what
you.
Would you say, if you look back on your life, no matter what stage our listeners are in, for their 20s or 30s or their 90s, looking back, would you change anything, and what advice would you give younger people?
I think I would have maybe found out earlier how good it is to talk to people and talk more to people and find out about them and be and we would earlier found out how amazing it is how the people's lives intersect and cross over and their connections.
Yeah, it's a small world, isn't it?
That's right. And yeah. I don't think that dawned on me until more recent times.
And what would you say to people who maybe have a senior member in their family? What can you do? I know you say lots of times they can't get out. What would you do to help them out? What's the most important thing you hear from the people you live around?
Well, something very nice that a young man I know is doing, that I'm doing with him. His parents were very good friends of mine. They were neighbors for many years. His mother died a month ago, mm-hmm. and they're older than me. They're in their mid-90s, and I had been going every two or three weeks and reading to them, and really enjoyed myself because Doris was with it. You know, her brain was fine, and Ken was not, he was a little muddled, but sort of listened part-time. Anyway, she died. I now have arrangements that I go twice a week to read to Gordon's dad, to Ken.
Oh, my gosh, Joyce.
And but it's pleasant.
Wow.
There's no phone ringing. It's quiet. He's touches a lot of what I'm reading. I've been reading from my new book.
That's so wonderful.
And
Joyce, we have to wrap.
Know about it.
That's so wonderful. If you want to get a hold of Joyce, her website is www.joyceharries.com. That's H-A-R-R-I-E-S. You can contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com, to get a copy of this great book, Wise Old Girls Own Almanac. Joyce, I'd love to have you back on again because we have lots more to cover here.
Thanks,
you really are an inspiration. I think you're a wonderful person. Put away your phones, people. Start talking. Maybe help out a senior. Read to someone. It takes very little. Thank you, Joyce. Thank you, Emily. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.